Video games are a very interesting, powerful, and fairly new area of media to consider. One of the really interesting things from a developmental sense is that they are arguably the best teaching tool we have, or the best technologically based teaching tool we have, in the sense that you are not only being exposed to situations and people and concepts the way you are with television or movies, but you're an active player in them. You actively drive the narrative, and you make decisions and choices and moves that will then change the direction of what's going on. What that means, of course, is this is essentially a virtual reality, that you are immersed in an environment with a set of conditions that you are asked by the gameplay to behave in certain ways. If you do it really well, you get rewarded. You also get more complicated and interesting narratives. If you do it badly, you get punished. So you are inside what psychologists call behavioral scripts. And behavioral scripts are how we learn anything. It's how we learn to say please and thank you. It's how we learn to please our parents and to do well in school. But if you're in an environment where, for example, you are learning how to play soccer well, it will help you learn soccer strategy. It won't help you kick a ball. It will help you think about how to play the game. If you're in a game where you're approaching the world of the, over the barrel of a weapon and your job is to kill them before they kill you, you will get better at that. So it really is content driven with video games. The medium itself is neutral. We give the valence of good or bad or destructive to it. Unfortunately, the most popular video games, even among very young kids, are the ones that reward you for doing violence against others. And when you think of the fact that people sat in front of a flight simulator and learned to fly planes well enough to bring the World Trade Towers to the ground, and we're putting our kids for fun in front of essentially killing simulators, where are we going with that? We have to really recognize the fact that there are changes in their minds, in their thinking, and their behavior that are going to come of that. If there weren't changes from media, from entertainment, we wouldn't do it. So we need to go into these processes with our eyes open, understanding that we are changing our children, we are changing ourselves, and we should make sure that the changes that are happening are ones that we want. The rating systems available for video games, movies, television, are better than nothing. The problem is that these are ratings applied by the same people who make the product and who will profit from you buying that product. Study after study after study have shown that the rating systems consistently underestimate the potency of what is being presented in that media. A second problem for me as a pediatrician, as a child health researcher, and as a parent is that they are not scientifically based, nor are they concerned about the outcomes of exposure to this. What they're concerned about is social acceptability of this material. So, for example, in the movie rating systems, you'll get an R rating for showing a naked person, but you will only get a PG or a PG-13 for disemboweling a person. There's no evidence that shows that seeing a naked person hurts someone's health. Disemboweling a person, on the other hand, hurts somebody, and it teaches that it is not only acceptable or normative to do things like that, but that that should be enjoyable because we're here, after all, for fun. So unfortunately, the rating systems have to be seen for what they are. They will tell you increasing severity of whatever it is they're rating, but it's increasing severity for social acceptability reasons, not for reasons of the child's health or well-being. Anything that gets people up off the couch is better than leaving them on the couch. So there are actually video game consoles that and controllers that encourage more movement, such as Wii, with both the regular wand but also with something called Wii Fit. Perhaps the best of these has been around for a long time is something called Dance Dance Revolution, which is a floor pad that you control and basically follow a series of increasingly complicated and fast steps. And that can really get you going, get your heart pounding, get you really sweating. What I think has to be kept in mind, though, is that none of these programs are the same in terms of their cardiovascular output as just doing the activity that they sort of resemble or imitate. So playing Wii golf is not the same as playing golf. Playing Wii baseball is not the same. And while it is better to be up and moving, it is not the same kind of movement as it would be to go out in the backyard and swing a bat.